This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. Glad to have you along for the conversation here on this Friday. Hope you have big plans. Today's weather's terrific. A little wet during the middle of the weekend. Memorial Day itself looking pretty good for most parts of the Midwest. So if you're traveling here, it looks like you could have a good weekend. And temperatures in the 80s, high 70s. So enjoy the time, but do remember what it's all about. We'll take a closer look at that in a little bit here. But I want you to remember what Memorial Day is all about the people that have given the final full measure of devotion to this nation that made it possible for you to be here to enjoy this conversation with me and for us to spend this time together. So thank you for remembering. And pass that along. Make sure you mention it to young people and to others. You know, there were a whole host of veterans that opposed the idea of making Memorial Day the fourth Monday in May because they said if you do that, if you turn it into a long weekend, it'll just be a holiday and people will forget what it's all about. So they had their sights set accurately, and we need to make sure that we don't let that be forgotten what it's all about. A civil war is looming in several primaries for the Democrats, and I want to bring your attention to a couple of things that I found interesting because it could play out here in Michigan as well. And that is that a far-left candidate for governor could make it through the primaries because this is happening to Democrats all over America right now. Candidates that are really our fringe candidates, far-left candidates, candidates that are beyond the mainstream by quite a distance, are getting a lot of traction. And because they're getting a lot of traction, they're doing well in the primaries. And the problem for Democrats is what I'll call the Figer effect. You remember Jeffrey Figer, of course, being the Democratic nominee for governor here in Michigan. I think that was 1998, right? The Figer effect being, here's a guy who's just comes in and rips up through the primaries and he's got this message and it's liberal and it's, you know, it's progressive and it's great for the primary, but in a general election, it's a disaster. In the general election, it's a disaster. And I give you a couple of examples. It just happened in Georgia where Stacey Abrams was able to win the primary, the Democratic primary. Now, Stacey Abrams is a far left former State House Minority Leader, staunch progressive. I mean, this is a person endorsed by Bernie Sanders, also had Hillary Clinton record a robocall on her behalf. This is in Georgia. These are people that believe in single-payer health care, that believe in free college for everyone, that believe in strict gun controls, which what they mean by strict gun control is you shouldn't have guns. And Stacey Abrams took 74% of the vote. 74% of the vote in Georgia. So they will have a candidate in Georgia who has almost nothing in common with the vast majority of voters in the state. The people just aren't going to buy into it. And that's not the only thing. That's also happening in Texas, where Lupe Valdez, a far-left progressive, the state's first Hispanic sheriff, defeated moderate Andrew White, who was known for his appeal to suburban voters and personal opposition to abortion. The loser in Georgia, also a moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrat by today's standards, which is more liberal than they've ever been, but still moderate by today's standards. And so you've got this Figer effect going on, where these far-left candidates are making their way through the primary season, only to get walloped in the general. And here in Michigan right now, you have a far-left candidate, Sri Tanadar, who is left of the mainstream. I think it's pretty obvious. The conversations he's had with me, he supports single-payer health care, raising taxes, eliminating all sorts of guns, He wants free college for anyone, free community college for anybody who wants it, and wants to tax the rich to get there. And he's winning in the polling because he's done clever ads and so forth, so he's doing very well when it comes to the primaries. And he might have one of those people that would be the Figer effect, where you have somebody who gets the momentum, who gets the traction, and does well in the primaries, but then come the general election, it's a disaster for the party. Of course, the Republicans, you know, they're pleased with that possibility, certainly. They're pleased with the idea of having a far-left candidate to run against in November of this year, make their prospects easier. Meanwhile, in California, the same thing is happening, but in a different way. If you're not familiar with California's system, they put in a jungle primary system when voters supported it back in 2010. So now you have, for example, Dana Rohrabach. He's been in Congress for like ever, like maybe 30 years now. Dana Rohrabach is a conservative from California, a Republican who supports Donald Trump and so on and so forth. And Democrats thought, you know, we can get this guy this time. We can get him this time. Except that they have this jungle primary, which means it's everybody's in, Republicans, Democrats, they're all in the same race, and the top two vote-getters in the primary move on to the general election. Well, what has happened there in Rohrabach's case is that there are like 16 Democrats running, for real, 16 in that one House race, and two strong Republicans, because Rohrabach has another Republican that came in who's a strong conservative to run against him. And it's possible right now that the two Republicans could come out on top and leave no Democrats in the running for the seat that the Democrats thought they could get. That's also going on in the governor's race, because you have literally 27 people running for governor in California, the vast majority of which are liberals and Democrats, which means one or two strong Republicans could end up on top with, you know, 13, 14, 15% of the vote. And they would end up going to the general election. You know, that's what would happen. So California's Democrats, who've been licking their chops all this time, realizing now, man, this is a bad deal. We've got too many candidates, which, you know, splits the vote. And if you've only got one or two Republicans and 15 Democrats, well, guess what happens? The Republicans come out on top, maybe with no Democrats to oppose them in the fall, and that would certainly change things in Washington now, wouldn't it? It would change the way Democrats go after this. And because it's all anarchy, it's not going to change. The Republicans may be able to control the situation some and keep the number of their people running for office limited. Democrats can't seem to do that right now, because you've got people that want to be ever more progressive, ever more far left, ever more radical, you know, demanding, you know, animal rights and take away guns, and we've got to do this and save the planet and all this nonsense and whatever it is. And you end up with 15 candidates against two strong conservative Republicans, and, well, the Republicans come out on top. Maybe we should bring the jungle primary to Michigan. It's kind of exciting anyway. It's more fun to watch, and, well, it's a hell of a horse race, I'll tell you that. If you got any problems with your taxes, need them done, need to protect yourself from the IRS or the state of Michigan, you need to get hold of Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Fresh Start Tax Solutions, the place to be. Don't do this alone. You need a good professional, a Michigan person in your corner. Chris McClatcher, just put in your area code and then tax.com, 989tax.com, 269tax.com. Get to Chris McClatcher. Do it today. It's the Steve Gruber Show.